Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman Memor by Ram Goldar and today Maseches Makos Daf Yud, the second parak El Hinagoin. The Zichu Maseches program has been generously sponsored by Milestone Education as a schus for Hachzakas HaTorah. So the three topics are going to focus on. Number one, it was thought in Braisa that an Ir Miklat cannot be a small village nor a large city. Rather, it must be a medium-sized town. It must have a water supply and a marketplace, and the population must be maintained. Tanaim debate if weapons may be sold there. All these laws are derived from the pasuk saying, "He shall flee to the Ir Miklat v'chai and live," teaching, "Avili midi to hevi leichyusa, provide from that will enable him to live." Another braisa states, Talmud Shagal Magin Rabu Imo. If a Talmud was exiled, we exile his Rebbe with him, since an Ir Miklat must provide him with life. Rabbi Zera observed, Mikan Shalei Yishna Adam LaTalmud She'enu Hagun. From here we see that one should not teach a student who is not worthy, because his Rebbe may ultimately be forced into exile. Rabbi Yochanan said, Harav Shagal Magin Yeshiva So Imo. If a Rebbe is exiled, his Yeshiva is exiled with him. The Gemara asks that Rabbi Yochanan derived that Torah, like an Ir Miklat, also provides refuge. It answers that this protection of Torah is only beitin da'asigba, during the time he's involved in learning it. Alternatively, the Torah's protection is from the Malach HaMavis, not from his victim's relatives seeking vengeance. Point number two, Rabbi Shuben Levi said that the pasuk Omdos Hayu Raglenu B'Sharayach Yushalayim, our feet were standing in your gates, Yushalayim, means Mi Garm L'Raglenu Shiyamdu B'Malachama, what caused our feet to stand successfully in war? Shari Yushalayim, Shei Yoskin B'Torah, the gates of Yushalayim, were they involved in learning Torah? Rabbi Shuben Levi explained another pasuk, Shirah Malz L'David Samachti B'Omrim Li Beis Hashem Nelech, a song of ascents, I rejoice when they said to me, let us go to the house of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. David said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribono Shel Olam, Master of the World, I heard people saying, Masai Yamu Zaken Zeh, when will this old man die? V'yavo Shlomo V'no V'yivne Beis HaBechira, and his son Shlomo will come and build the base of Migdash, V'na'al HaRegel, and I will go up for the Regalim. V'samachti, and I rejoice when hearing this. HaKadosh Baruch Hu responded, Ki tov li yom b'chatzarechem ha'alef, for a day in your courtyards is better than 1,000, meaning, tov li yom echad sh'ata osek b'Torah lefanai, one day in which you are involved in learning Torah is better to me, me'alef olav sh'asid shalom bincha hakriv lefanai al gabi ha'mizbeach, than the 1,000 carbon olos which your son Shlomo is destined to bring before me on the mizbeach. And point number three, Rav Huna said that from the Torah Nevi'im and Ksuvim it can be proven, but derech she'adam rotzei leilech, in the path that a person wants to go, ba molchino so, in that path they lead him. In the Torah, Kodesh Baruch Hu told Bilam, lo teilech imahem, do not go with them to curse Klal Yisrael. But after Bilam showed he wanted to go with them, Kodesh Baruch Hu said, kum lech itam, arise, go with them. In Nevi'im the pasuk says, ani Hashem elokecha melamedcha lehoil, I'm Hashem your God who teaches you for your benefit, meaning that which is good for a person, but the pasuk concludes, madrichecha b'derech teilech, who leads you in the path in which you will go, meaning he leads man in the path he chooses. In Ksuvim the pasuk says, imo leitzim hu yalitz, v'lanavim yitenchein, if one goes to the scoffers, he'll scoff, but if he goes to the humble, he'll find favor. So once again, the 3 points are, number one, a braisa teaches that an Ir Miklat cannot be a small village nor a large city, rather it must be a medium-sized town. It must have a water supply and a marketplace, and the population must be maintained. Tanaim debate if weapons may be sold there. All these laws are derived from the pasuk saying, he shall flee to the Ir Miklat v'chai and live, teaching, avili midi to hevi leichyusa, provide from that will enable him to live. Another braisa states, Talmud Shagal Magin Rabu Imo. If a Talmud was exiled, we exile his Rebbe with him, since an Ir Miklat must provide him with life. Rabbi Zera observed, Mikan Shalei Yishna Adam LaTalmud She'enu Hagun. From here we see that one should not teach a student who is not worthy, because his Rebbe may ultimately be forced into exile. Rabbi Yochanan said, Harav Shagal Maglin Yeshiva So Imo. If a Rebbe is exiled, his Yeshiva is exiled with him. The Gemara asks that Rabbi Yochanan derived that Torah, like an Ir Miklat, also provides refuge. It answers that this protection of Torah is only beitin da'asigba, during the time he's involved in learning it. Alternatively, the Torah's protection is from the Malach HaMavis, not from his victim's relatives seeking vengeance. Point number two, Rabbi Shuben Levi said that the pasuk Omdos Hayu Raglenu B'Sharayach Yushalayim, our feet were standing in your gates, Yushalayim, means Mi Garm L'Raglenu Shiyamdu B'Malachama, what caused our feet to stand successfully in war? Shari Yushalayim, Shei Yoskin B'Torah, the gates of Yushalayim, were they involved in learning Torah? Rabbi Shuben Levi explained another pasuk, Shirah Malz L'David Samachti B'Omrim Li Beis Hashem Nelech, a song of ascents, I rejoice when they said to me, let us go to the house of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. David said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribono Shel Olam, Master of the World, I heard people saying, Masai Yamu Zaken Zeh, when will this old man die? V'yavo Shlomo V'no V'yivne Beis HaBechira, and his son Shlomo will come and build the base of Migdash, V'na'al HaRegel, and I will go up for the Regalim. V'samachti, and I rejoice when hearing this. HaKadosh Baruch Hu responded, Ki tov li yom b'chatzarechem ha'alef, for a day in your courtyards is better than 1,000, meaning, Tovu Yom Echad Shata Osuk B'Torah Lefanai. One day in which you are involved in learning Torah is better to me. Melav Olav Shasid Shlomo Bincha Hakriv Lefanai Al Gabi HaMizbeach than the 1,000 carbon olos which your son Shlomo is destined to bring before me on the Mizbeach. And point number three, Rav Huna said that from the Torah Nevi'im and Ksuvim it can be proven, but Derek Sha'adam wrote say Leilech in the path that a person wants to go, Ba Molichin Oso. In that path they lead him. In the Torah, Kodesh Baruch Hu told Bilam, Lo Teilech Imahem, do not go with them to curse Klal Yisrael. But after Bilam showed he wanted to go with them, Kodesh Baruch Hu said, Kum Lech Itam, arise, go with them. In Nevi'im the Pasuk says, Ani Hashem Elokecha, Melamedcha Lehoil, I'm Hashem your God who teaches you for your benefit, meaning that which is good for a person. But the Pasuk concludes, Madrichecha Bederech Teilech, who leads you in the path in which you will go, meaning he leads man in the path he chooses. In Ksuvim the Pasuk says, Imal Leitzim Hu Yalitz, Belanavim Yiten Chein. If one goes to the scoffers, he'll scoff. But if he goes to the humble, he'll find favor. All right, so now we go to Siman Daf Yud, and our standard Siman is a minion of Yidden, a minion of Yidden. So here goes. The Talmud, who was heading to Galus together with his Rebbe, was approaching the gates of Yerushalayim, where a minion of Yidden were learning Torah, when a soldier announced they won the war, to the chagrin of a non-Jewish Navi nearby, who was hitting his donkey for crushing his leg. Once again, slow motion. The Talmud, who was heading to Galus together with his Rebbe, was approaching the gates of Yerushalayim, where a minion of Yidden? That must be on Daf Yud. The Talmud who is heading to Galus together with his Rebbe, which reminds us, the Pasuk says regarding one fleeing to the Ari Miklat, the Chai, and live, teaching, Avi Lemidit to Tehavi Lechiyusa, provide from that will enable him to live. Another Braisa states, Talmud Shagala Maglin Rabu Imo. If a Talmud is exiled, we exile his Rebbe with him, since an Ir Miklat must provide him with life. So the Talmud who is heading to Galus together with his Rebbe, was approaching the gates of Yerushalayim where a minion of Yidden were learning Torah when a soldier announced they won the war, which reminds us, Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi said that the Pasuk, Omdos hayu raglenu b'sharayich Yerushalayim, our feet were standing in your gates at Yerushalayim, means, mi garm l'raglenu sh'yamdu b'malchama, what caused our feet to stand successfully in war? Shar Yerushalayim sh'yu oskim b'torah, the gates of Yerushalayim, where they were involved in learning Torah. So the Talmud was heading to Galus together with his Rebbe, was approaching the gates of Yerushalayim where a minion of Yidden were learning Torah when a soldier announced they won the war, to the chagrin of a non-Jewish Navi nearby who was hitting his donkey for crushing his leg, which reminds us, Rav Huna said that from the Torah, Nevi'im and Ksuvim, it can be proven, B'derek Sha'adim Rotzei Leilech, in the path that a person wants to go, Ba, Molichin Oso, in that path, they lead him. In the Torah, Kodesh Baruch Hu told Bilam, Lo Teilech Imahem, do not go with him to curse Klal Yisrael. But after Bilam showed he wanted to go with him, Kodesh Baruch Hu said, Kum Lech Itam, arise, go with them. So once again, the Talmud who was heading to Galus together with his Rebbe was approaching the gates of Yerushalayim where a minion of Yidden were learning Torah when a soldier announced they won the war, to the chagrin of a non-Jewish Navi nearby who was hitting his donkey for crushing his leg. All right, so now it's time for our four Blabach Hazara. Dav Vav, so the Simmer Dav Vav is a sword, because a Vav is straight, like a sword. So here goes. The man who had witnessed a man murdered by a sword, that must be Dav Vav. The man who had witnessed a man murdered by a sword with his brother and friend, who didn't disqualify his brother because he didn't give us raw, which reminds us, Tanaim the Mishnah discussed the principle that Nimsa Ech Mehem Karbu Pasul, if one of the Edim is found to be a relative or disqualified witness, Edusim Betela, their entire testimony is void. Rav Yossi says this only applies to Din Nefashos, but regarding monetary cases, Tiskai Me'edus Bashar, the testimony may be established with the remaining eligible witnesses. Rebbe says it applies to all testimony, but only Bizman Shehisru Behen, when the ineligible witness warned the transgressor, demonstrating his intended role as an aid. Because otherwise, what should two brothers and one more witness who saw someone kill a person do to avoid disqualifying their testimony? So the man who had witnessed a man murdered by a sword with his brother and friend who didn't disqualify his brother because he didn't give us raw was shocked when one judge told the dead murder victim he could not disqualify the witnesses, which reminds us, according to Rabbi Yossi, even a disqualified aide with no intent to testify disqualifies all eligible witnesses from testifying. Rav Papa asked Abai, if so, the murdered man should save the murderer from punishment by disqualifying all witnesses, since he saw the murder and is related to the victim, meaning himself. Abai answered that the Pasuk says, Yakum Davar, through witnesses a matter shall be established, implying, Memakaime Davar Kas Medaber. The Pasuk is speaking only about witnesses who establish the matter, not participants themselves, who are not considered aidim to disqualify the others. So the man who had witnessed a man murdered by a sword with his brother and friend, who didn't disqualify his brother because he didn't give a hurrah, was shot when one judge told the dead murder victim he cannot disqualify the witnesses, and another told two men who had witnessed the murder from two separate windows that they were in edus miyuchedus and could not be combined. Which reminds us, Rav provides the source that edus miyuchedus, testimony of separate witnesses, is invalid where one watches from each window. The pasuk says one is not executed al pi edochad by the word of one witness. Since the Torah already required two witnesses for capital punishment, this superfluous statement must refer to two witnesses watching separately, and they're not combined. Dav Zayin. So the Siman Dav Zayin is a kli zayin, a weapon, and we use a gun. So here goes. The Sanhedrin avoiding capital punishment who acquitted the gunman because the victim might have been a treifa, which reminds us. The next Mishnah states that a Sanhedrin which executes once in 7 years is called chavlanis, a destructive court. Rabbi Elazar ben Azari says even once in 7 years. Rabbi Tarfon and Rabbi Kiva say that had we been on a Sanhedrin, no person would ever have been executed. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel commented that they too would have increased the spillers of blood in Yisrael since there'd be no fear of punishment. Rabbi Tarfon and Rabbi Kiva would avoid executions by asking the Edim, Re'isim treifa harag, shalim harag. Did you see if he killed a treifa or a whole person? Murder of a treifa, someone who would die within the year, is not punished with death. So the Sanhedrin avoiding capital punishment who acquitted the gunman because the victim might have been a treifa sent an armed guard to Gallus when he fell on someone while climbing down from his post. Which reminds us, the second parak begins, Elohena going, these are the ones who are exiled to an ir miklat, a horig nefesh b'shkaga, one who kills a person inadvertently. The Mishnah gives three illustrations. If one was pushing a rower downwards to slant a roof or lowering a barrel on a rope and the item fell and killed someone, or he was ascending a ladder and fell and killed someone, he goes to Gallus. However, if these activities were performed in an upward motion, he's exempt. A braisa darshans, oh hishli cholav, or he threw something on him, lahavi yerida shehitzor chaliyah, to include one who killed with a downward motion, which is for the purpose of an upward motion. Rabbi Yochanan said that someone ascending a ladder, who stepping on a rung caused it to slip out and kill someone, is exiled for this reason. So the Sanhedrin avoiding capital punishment who acquitted the gunman because the victim might have been a treifa sent an armed guard to Gauls when he found someone while climbing down from his post, along with the gunman whose target practice sent a splinter flying, killing someone, b'shogeg. Which reminds us, the Gemara brings a malchokus about the axe head flying off the handle or a chip of wood. Dav Ches. So the Simran Dav Ches is Chala. So here goes. The father accidentally killed his son when he struck him with a stale Chala. Chala? That must be more Dav Ches. The father accidentally killed his son when he struck him with a stale challah that his son brought to the table, which reminds us, in the next Mishnah, Abba Shmuel says, Machat tavas eitzim rishus af kol rishus. Just as the Torah's example of chopping wood is voluntary, so too all acts must be voluntary to incur galus. Yatza av makas beno ba rabba rodis talmido v'shuliach beistin. This excludes a father striking his son, a rebbe disciplining a student, and a shuliach beistin administering malchus, and the victim died. So the father accidentally killed his son when he struck him with a stale challah that his son brought to the table for fear he'd end up like the boy next door who accidentally killed his father and was heading to Gallus, which reminds us, Gemara discusses his son going to Gallus for striking his father. So the father accidentally killed his son when he struck him with a stale challah that his son brought to the table for fear he'd end up like the boy next door who accidentally killed his father and was heading to Gallus, together with an Eved Kanani who killed his master b'shogeg when he dropped a bag of flour on his head, which reminds us, the Mishnah stated that Hakol, everyone is exiled for killing a Yisrael. This comes to include an Eved Kanani and a Kusi. As the Braisa teaches, Eved Vakusi Gol of a local all day Yisrael, a slave or a Kusi is exiled and receives Malkus for what he does to a Yisrael, Yisrael Gol of a local all day Kusi via Eved, and a Yisrael is exiled and receives Malkus for what he does to a slave or a Kusi. This Tana holds Kusim were legal converts. Daf Tes. So the Simmer Daf Tes is a teapot. So here goes. The Ger Tosha of serving tea, that must be on Daf Tes, teapot. The Ger Tosha of serving tea in a rest stop who did not go to Gallus when he accidentally poisoned a Yisrael, which reminds us, the Mishnah taught in the previous Daf that all are exiled for killing a Yisrael, and Yisrael is exiled for killing them, except for a Ger Tosha, a non-Jew who committed to keep the Shev Mitzvahs B'nai Noach. This implies that a Ger Tosha is not exiled for killing a Yisrael, and Yisrael is not exiled for killing a Ger Tosha, and he's equal to an idolater regarding Gallus. This is contradicted by the Mishnah's next clause that a Ger Tosha is exiled for killing a Ger Tosha. Rav Kahana distinguishes between whom a Ger Toshav kills. If he killed another Ger Toshav, he's exiled, but if he killed a Yisrael, he's not exiled because Gallus is insufficient to achieve atonement for his killing a Yisrael. So the Ger Toshav serving tea in a rest stop who did not go to Gallus when he accidentally poisoned a Yisrael, saw his colleague taken away to be executed when he intentionally poisoned a fellow Ger Toshav, thinking it was mutter, which reminds us, our Brice implies that a Ger Toshav is killed for mistakenly killing another Ger Toshav, and Rav explains the case is Be'omer Mutter, where he thinks it's permitted to kill and intentionally murdered. Such an error is not atoned with exile, so he's executed. Abaya asked, Omer Mutter Anasu, one who thinks murder is permitted is faultless, since he's unaware of the prohibition and should not be executed. Rabbi responded, Shani Omer, Omer Mutter Karbel Mezidhu. For I say, on the contrary, thinking murder is permitted is close to sinning intentionally for his negligence in not having learned the prohibition. So, the Ger Toshav serving tea in a rest stop who did not go to Galus when he accidentally poisoned a Yisrael, saw his colleague taken away to be executed when he intentionally poisoned a fellow Ger Toshav, thinking it was mutter, leaving the owner of the rest stop scrambling for a new employee to serve tea to all those on the road to one of the six Ari Miklat, which reminds that we learned that there are six Ari Miklat, three in Eretz Yisrael and three in Eretz Yarden. The Gemara wonders why Eretz Yarden had the same number of Ari Miklat as Eretz Yisrael when it only comprised 2.5 Shvatim. Abai answered that Rotzchim, murderers, were relatively common in Gilad in Eretz Yarden, so more Ari Miklat were necessary. All right, so now it's time to conclude the pop quiz of 10 questions. Number one, which daf do you and the Rebbe Meir holds? Eidim Zomi received Malkus in addition to paying. That's on daf. Dalad. Good number two, which of the pasuk that teaches that it was the learning of Torah in the gates of Yerushalayim that caused Klal Yisrael to win the war? That's on daf. Yud. Good number three, which daf do you discuss the son going to Galus for striking his father? That's on daf. Ches. Good number four, which daf do we have a machlokes about Omer Mutter? That's on daf. Test. Good number five, which daf do we learn that Hazama requires testifying Imanu Hayisem? That's on daf. Hey, good number six, which daf do we learn? Talmud Shagal, Maglin Rabo Imo, a Talmud who is exiled, we exile his Rebbe with him. That's on daf. Yud. Good number seven, which daf do we learn? An Ever Akusi are exiled and receive Malkus for what they do to a Yisrael and vice versa. That's on daf. Ches. Good number eight, which daf do we learn? The Torah compares 2 Eidim to 3 Eidim. That's on daf. Hey, good number nine, which daf do we have a Malkus about the axe head flying off the handle or a chip of wood? That's on daf. Zayin. Good. Number 10. Which stuff do you learn? B'derek sh'adam rotze leilech ba'malichon oso, like we learned from Bilam. That's on daf. Yud. Excellent. That was today's shir. This is Rabbi Avram Goldar from Zichu, wishing you a great day and great learning.